Yes, a little instrumental music following Stephen Curtis Chapman and yours at 5:45 on a Monday. 30 degrees, and I think we got Dr. Jason Kanz on the other end of the telephone. Good morning.
Good morning. Looks like it's getting a little colder.
Yes, indeed. 30 degrees. I was glad that that didn't mean frost on the windshield this morning, though. You never know. I mean, 30 degrees, you'd think it would, but I don't know.
Right, it wasn't
there. And I park outside because it's the first one to go with five cars in the driveway. That's just the way it happens. So,
yeah, for sure.
And you have a garage, but it seems like the cars are outside, though.
We have a garage that serves as a storage unit much of the time. I did this, you had asked earlier this morning when we chatted, what I did this weekend. And one of the things I did is shift some of the things in our garage off of one side so we can at least park one vehicle in there.
Okay.
And so the hope is that with two newer vehicles that we should be able to park both of them in there, but it'll take some effort to get to that point. So
who gets their vehicle in there?
Yeah, hopefully both of us.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
No, I think mine will go in there, but we will hopefully figure that out.
Sure. Well, I guess you're
maybe arm wrestle for it.
You're going to work and everything makes sense. So, all right.
Yeah.
I did something. Yeah. Productive weekend in terms of backyard. Bagged up three bags of leaves. But
nice.
When you have two dogs who is a mixture of letting them go into the fenced-in backyard but also walking them, the dogs play a game, and you get to play mystery raking, which is because...
Yes.
You understand. I
fully understand, yes. Also having three dogs.
And then, so you have enough leaves in the backyard, too, that it makes it pretty challenging, right?
It does, yeah. You never quite know, and you kind of get done, and you think, I need to take a shower now, so...
Yeah. All right. Well, I think the last grass cutting, and this is, the gas, you have your gas, and you don't like to have it, like, linger all winter. And I think I basically got to the bottom of my lawnmower gas. So that was a happy moment, too. So
that is. Yeah, that's a nice thing to reach that point.
It is All Saints Day. And again, this, on the heels of Reformation Day yesterday, would you care to comment on both?
Yeah, Reformation Sunday, the celebration of Martin Luther pounding the 95 Theses on the Wittenberg door, certainly led to a pretty cataclysmic change in the church worldwide. All Saints Day, I think my comment about that would be something you and I have talked about, and that the idea that we are actually all saints, according to the Apostle Paul.
Right.
That's his chosen moniker.
To the saints in Christ Jesus, right? I mean,
right.
That's the way
Absolutely.
He addresses it. He doesn't refer to people, believers, as sinners.
Yeah. Right. It's not some super spiritual people who are considered saints. It's all of us.
Right.
And,
right.
I think that... I'm not certain that's what All Saints Day refers to, but I think if we go back to Paul, that's the case.
Yeah, I think it's about those who've gone before us, right? The saint, remembering those who've passed.
Right.
So I don't who comes to mind for you. For me, I mean, in terms of loved ones, my maternal grandmother and my dad, but particularly my maternal grandmother, in the sense that her influence on me in terms of the faith was a huge deal. So.
Yeah, mine too. Maternal grandmother. I even as soon as you had said that, those who have gone before, my grandma Laura, that was definitely the person for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on her couch next to her, listening to her tell me Bible stories, and going to her house and listening to her sing "How Great Thou Art" at the top of her lungs. And
oh wow!
So yeah.
I remember, and we're going to play this song then as a result of that. Jeff Moore in the distance, it's called The Keeper, but he talks about his grandma with the big Bible. And some of my fondest memories with my grandma, there's really never been anybody who I was just, especially as I was waking up to the faith, I was just like, let's read through this together. I mean, I remember us alternately reading through Genesis or Job or Revelation, and that was awesome. I've never... usually people aren't excited to just, hey, let's get together and read the Bible aloud. But that was something that we did together there, and that was fun. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing to remind people is who came before, who has been important in our development, mm-hmm. and who are we in
right.
in the lives of the people that are
yes.
With us.
Yeah. And finally, it is also Authors Day, and you are one. And I actually read 1 John chapter 1 in Letters to the Beloved today, and you'll be glad to know I underlined a bunch of things. So starting tomorrow, why don't we talk about some of that, okay?
That sounds wonderful. I look forward to doing that with you.
Happy Authors Day.
Sounds good.
All right. Which is a fun card game, actually. Authors, too, right? All right. We heard from Carol there, and we'll hear from her again shortly. But right now, let's hear from Susan. Good morning.
Good morning. And hey, Mark. Hey, Super Drew.
Drew is on the line from Detroit, Michigan. Good morning, Drew.
Hello. How are you two? How's it going?
How are you today, this 1st of November?
Excellent. Didn't watch any light, but I feel great.
Okay, we do not, we have kind of, it sounds like you're underwater when you're talking to us, so.
It sounds like he is.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Can you guys hear me?
Now we can.
That was a little better. That was a little better.
Hallelujah.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't want to miss.
I took my phone out of the fish tank. Yeah, I was in the fish tank there for a minute.
Yeah, don't do that.
And we don't want to miss a word. This is the highlight of our week.
Yeah. And a lot of times it makes the highlights. That's good. The best of the week at about 8:45 on Fridays, so. All right, so yes, you'd moved to Detroit this past year, and so yesterday your son was out there and going door to door getting some candy or what?
Yeah, so this is our first year doing Halloween in Detroit. It's a bit different. And last year we were here, but it was COVID, so what do you think? I think that you would have really appreciated my costume, Mark. I was dressed as Russian novelist Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Wow. During the gulag years?
I bet nobody recognized you. He had the long beard. He had the long beard.
Oh, Lordy.
So, now this is totally inappropriate, but this is what I did. I took a speaker, and I put it in my pocket, and I was playing the theme song from for Red October on the loop.
And why is that?
So he could defect.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Russian, it's all kind of vaguely Russian.
Yes. So,
I'm standing out there on the front porch, and my wife, Andy, she's terrible, rotting her teeth out. She's that, she's like handing up toothbrushes at home. So we went to Dollar Tree and got a bunch of Play-Doh. So we're out there. I got the speaker going. My son's dressed as a fireman. And I was in there for like 2 hours. Nobody comes by.
Aw.
There was no trick-or-treating. So that was pretty disappointing.
Same at our house.
Mm.
Kind of like the end of the story, but yeah. So anyways, I'm like, well, I got to do something, So I ordered pizza. So I was like, I'll just go up to the pizza place in character. And I still have the speaker in my pocket and everything. So I go up there. And, I walk up to the place and in full accent, I go, hello, I'm here to pick up a pizza for Drew, 2 meat lover pizzas, and the guy just like totally Detroit. Just, we're a little bit busy with time. You got to work. doesn't even bat an eye.
Oh,
this is very disappointing.
All that effort.
So you don't know for
Drake's
you.
Giving me no
for
love.
You. The comedy doesn't end at the stage when you get off an open mic night. It just keeps going into real life, apparently.
His life
just keeps rolling.
His life is a beautiful piece of performance art.
Yes, exactly. Very well said.
I mean, any man who will run a marathon as a businessman taking calls will go to the pizza shop as Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Yeah, I know. Yes, speaking in the Russian
dialect.
I have
not eaten pizza in 50 years. Same thing.
You remind me of my Dr. Helkova. I love her. I said, I love your accent. It's so great. I don't love it. And don't worry. If you don't get weight under control, you will die of something. I love the Russian, Drew. That was very good. And I love the outlook. That's a very Detroit resigned outlook, that Russian thing.
It is. Yeah.
All right, Drew.
I just wish my Russian accent didn't sound so much like Borat, but
it doesn't. It's golden. It's great.
Hey, our Bucks are in town to face the Pistons tomorrow night, so go easy on them. We'll talk to you next week.
Weekend recap. Let's find out what you two rascals did this weekend.
Why don't you start us off?
Okay. Well, I had a typical boring weekend attending to things around the house. This is week two of my mudroom renovation.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? It doesn't happen beginning to end in half an hour like on HGTV.
Mm.
But at least this time I haven't had to call a contractor yet. So good for me.
I'm pretty sure that HGTV, God bless them, and Chip and Joe, but I'm pretty sure that they are in cahoots with contractors everywhere because they want homeowners to get in over their head and say, all right, let's bring in the pros.
Okay, so here's a crazy thing that I did. The shiplap. It's a big trend. I don't know if you guys know what it is. It's the horizontal. I used a ruler and pencil, and I installed shiplap with pencil in my mudroom, and it looks great. It's fire. You just have to do a really thick pencil line. Oh. Trompe l'oeil, we call it in France. Fool the eye.
You're so much classier than us.
Party at Susan's house, too.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
You know what?
Let's just all go sit in front of your shiplap and eat scones.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know that this trend in 10 years, people are going to say, oh, I got to get rid of this shiplap because it screams 2020, 2021. Now all you have to do is repaint or erase.
Hmm.
Always looking for the shortcut, me.
I like it, Mark.
There you go. Friday night, I did head to Durand and check out the Durand Voiceville game. What a stadium. They got the Bauer Built Sports Complex, their scoreboard, and the whole deal, and they're putting video. Yeah, it's really something. Simon Bauer, pretty impressive. Durand goes on to the 38-19 win. Saturday, raking. And when you got a couple of dogs who use the backyard, they're like, hey, let's play mystery raking. We hit a bunch of prizes out here under the leaves. Try to find them. And so but it was good work. And
honest work.
Sunday, a Halverson Family Bible Study, this Discovery Bible Study approach. My wife got some training in. She's been wanting to do this for months. And we did it as a family. And so that was quite an accomplishment. So 1 John chapter 1.
I love it.
There you go.
For the second year in a row, as a homeowner, I actually thought ahead and thought, hey, you always put up Christmas lights. It's probably the last nice weekend for a long time. Caleb, why wouldn't you put up your Christmas lights on a gorgeous Saturday instead of waiting till your fingers are numb at the end of November?
Did you do it on Saturday?
I did it on Saturday while listening to the Badgers pound Iowa. So,
You
just won the weekend.
And they actually look a little better than normal because my wife helped me. So I did the high stuff and she did the more decorative elements.
And the difference between Saturday and Sunday outside was significant.
Yeah. And Nora kind of tromped around and got tangled up in the lights and it was fun. And
I love it.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
So we'll go to Caleb's and check out the lights and Susan's to have the party. And
yeah,
check
the
out
pencil shiplap.
And speaking of party, thank you to my mom for a wonderful costume party yesterday.
All right, Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIV, Susan, Caleb at Halvo. And we try our best to make it. I got to say, though, real life story. My wife had complimented our friend in Germany, Stefan, and she had said to the kids, he has that dry sense of humor I like. And so I humbly said, honey, do I have a dry sense of humor? And she said, yeah, you do. But when you tell those dad jokes, that's when I kind of turn thumbs down. So I'm like, okay.
It's part of your job description.
Well, you know, I think she didn't just mean here. I think she meant at home, the dad jokes at home.
Okay.
Those not as funny. Hence some of the comments like your dad used to
I love
to be funny.
Dad jokes.
So, So here we go. Here's the first of three for me. I spilled my pumpkin spice latte on the ground, and all of a sudden, a bunch of ants started making brunch plans and doing yoga.
That's funny. Do you know Arnold Schwarzenegger was just hired to be in a new film about classical composers?
Really?
He'll be Bach.
Like it.
Oh, man. You know what? Why should you never, ever date a tennis player?
Why?
Because love means nothing to them.
That's so true.
That's awesome. And she's a tennis player.
Sportsy joke.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like it. All right, we're 3 for 3, I think. Hopefully I don't wreck it. I'm sorry, but if you come to my house and want something to drink, you're probably going to have to get a glass from my kids' rooms.
Like what?
You're probably going to have to get a glass from my kids' rooms. Jokes are best when you explain them. Yeah, my kids take multiple glasses and maybe don't return to the kitchen.
Yeah. I got it.
All right, we're 3 out of 4. Susan?
No. This is a good... This is one that Peggy will hate.
Okay.
So a chef from Beijing and a chef from Cairo met in New York City and decided to go into business together. They opened a restaurant called Walk Like an Egyptian.
I like it. All right. This is my groaner of all groaners. How do trees go on the internet?
How?
They log in. I've got a better one to end.
My last one. My nickname as a kid, you guys, was Marco. So getting lost in the supermarket was scarring. Mom would call out, Marco, and everyone would shout back, Polo, drowning out my pleas for help.
That's sad. Yeah, that explains so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I just have a thought here. If you copy from one book, that's plagiarism. If you copy from many books, that's research.
Make us laugh Monday here in the Web Wake Up Show. One more for me. I don't know if you guys, did I tell you about this project? I just finished writing a book on penguins.
No.
Now that I think about it, it would have been a lot better if I'd written it on paper.
All right. Pretty good day, I think.
Because they're
good
so
day.
Round and squishy and you have to use Sharpie.
Oh, goodness. We did what we could. Now it's your turn, friend. 715-396-1670. 715-396-1670. Call, leave us a voicemail. What's your best joke?
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
And if there's ever any questions, you can tell them it's because I like the news.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
They go pick me out a winner, Bob.
I consider myself.
I could have been a contender.
Well, let's do a fact or fiction Pilgrim's version. What do you say?
I love it.
I've got the answers and the questions, and Caleb and Susan are our contestants.
You know, generally in life, you have the answers.
Generally not, actually.
And
I have way
the
more
questions.
No, way more questions.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Let's test our Pilgrim knowledge. Yeah. We probably learned about this in first grade.
Priscilla Alden.
I think.
Wait.
Miles Standish.
Nice.
John Wayne said, hey, Pilgrim. All right.
Squanto. Corn. Fish.
Bury a fish when you plant a seed.
All right, children,
and it will
I haven't
be
asked
fertilized.
The questions yet. Okay. So they're fact or fiction, okay?
All right, fact or fiction.
Yeah, here we go. The pilgrims were unaccustomed to the sea and frequently became sick. Sailors on the ships to the New World called the pilgrims Glib, Lappity, Puke Stock. Is that fact or fiction?
That is fact.
It is?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm very confident in this.
Okay, I'm going to go with Caleb.
Yeah, riding with Caleb, and he's right.
Good job.
Thank you, Obi-Wan.
It sounded too, it couldn't have been made up. Right?
They had totally different insults back then. But yeah, a lot of the pilgrims did get very, very sick on the passage over.
Your education put me to shame. Ugh. All right.
That's only one for four. Let's see how the others go.
Still, though, folks, don't call anybody on Facebook a glib, glappity, puke stocking today. All right.
No.
Secondly, a baby girl named Louisa was born on the board of the Mayflower. Fact or fiction?
Oh.
Louisa does sound like a baby name from back then.
Yeah, I think I'd go with fact, but it's a toss-up for me.
I'm going to go with fact, too.
Okay, actually, it's fiction.
Oh.
A baby boy named Oceanus Hopkins was born.
Oceanus. Okay, so there was a baby born. But
he kind of fooled you by going
so
with the Louisa.
Pilgrim-y. Yeah. It's so pilgrim-y to name your child so that you'd always have that, actually, my name is Oceanus, and I came over on the ocean.
Tell us the story, Oceanus.
Say, thank you, Endeavor, for telling me that.
My grandpa came over at 17 from Germany, the Black Forest, but his name is Wendell. So,
okay.
All right. Two more. In a pilgrim household, the adults sat down to eat, and the children and servants waited on them.
That's, I'm going to say false.
Okay.
Ah, man.
Fact or fiction? We got one fiction.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is fact, yeah.
Good job.
For Caleb on that one. So, all right, one last question. That doesn't happen in your home? The children? No. Okay, anyhow,
fourth
and finally, since buckles didn't come
servant
into fashion.
Since
buckles didn't come into fashion until later in the 17th century, pilgrims did not wear buckles on their hats, clothes, or shoes. Fact or fiction?
Buckles are such an iconic part of the pilgrim costume.
Was it all wrong?
Yeah, was it? Wow.
These are tough.
Okay.
I know why. What do you think, Caleb?
I forgot the question. Are we saying that they didn't have buckles?
They didn't have buckles.
Since buckles didn't come into fashion until later in the 17th century, pilgrims did not wear them, right?
I'll say that's true. I'll say that's true that they didn't have buckles.
I think they didn't have buckles, but only because they're too fancy.
Pilgrims did not wear buckles on their hats, clothes, or shoes is fact.
Yay! Yes! I got one right.
So, yeah, we have a three misconception out of four. About them.
I'm going to do some pilgrim studying.
I don't know. So when I make the pilgrim hats then this year with the little fudge stripe cookies and the marshmallows and all of that, I guess don't put the buckle on them. All right.
Wow.
Aww. Well, that was really fun. Thank you. And in unlike when we do those quizzes like the day before Thanksgiving and you're like, oh, no, it's so inadequate. Now I have time to study up on pilgrim facts.
And coming up in about 20 minutes here on the WIB Wake Up Show, we are going to educate you even more on what's coming up in November,
right? That's right.
So, stay tuned for that.
All right. Well, it is a wonderful month of November. And so we are here to tell you all the things being commemorated. We're going to start wide and then narrow it because that's what we're going to do.
That seems like a good thing.
Right. And so let me begin. November is Movember month. And as I look at that, what is Movember? Movember is an annual event involving the growing of mustaches during the month of November to raise awareness of men's health issues, such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and men's suicide.
Aww.
And hence, I saw a post online, which was basically because 22 veterans tragically committing suicide daily. And so the challenge was to raise awareness, do 22 push-ups a day. I like that and intended to do it. Now, I haven't done my 22 push-ups yet, but hold me on that. Check me on that tomorrow.
A lot of time left in the day. Yeah.
Really? So. I hate holding people accountable. I mean, people ask you to do it, and then they hate it when you do.
Don't hold
Maybe
me accountable
that's just
to
me.
Growing my Movember mustache because I have tried
do that
before
and
it didn't turn out well.
There we go.
Okay, well.
Carrying on.
The other thing is November is American Diabetes Awareness Month, and that's important to make sure that your blood sugars are healthy and good, so see your doctor about that.
Aviation Month as well here in November.
It is National Adoption Month. I've got a story on that real quick. Stephen Curtis Chapman, my wife was wanting to adopt even when she was pregnant with Elena, and that's where she believed, she heard the Lord say, your son is waiting in Africa. And I was like, can we just have the fourth child first before we start moving on adoption? And it took me about 17 months. It's a Sunday, November of 2006. Elena's a year and a half. And Stephen Curtis Chapman quotes John Piper as saying, adoption is the living gospel. And later that day, I'm like, all right, now let's start to pursue. So it took a while. 13 years later, Michael was adopted.
Yay, Michael. He's a blessing to your family and to all of us.
Oh, absolutely. Dressed as a pirate yesterday.
So great. It's also National Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
It is National Georgia Pecan or Pecan or Pecan Month, however you choose to say it.
It is National Novel Writing Month.
Vegan Month.
National Fun with Fondue Month. I'm here for that.
My former co-host on the show, Matt Selvig, would often say that on Christmas Eve, his family's tradition was to fondue. So I thought that was a good Christmas Eve tradition. It is National Peanut Butter Lovers Month.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, please.
Uh-huh. National Pepper Month.
National Stuffing Month, of course, with Thanksgiving coming up.
And I like this. My friend Jason, who does Best 5 Minutes of the Day at 5:45, not a fan. It is National Raisin Bread Month.
Raisin bread is delicious.
You guys?
Cinnamon raisin?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Especially the Aldi cinnamon raisin bread is delicious.
Very good. Yes.
So
special events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we going to continue on with what day it
is? We can. Go ahead.
All right, a few more.
It's National Fig Week.
Mm-hmm. It's Veterans Small Business Week.
We told you several times earlier, it's All Saints Day today.
Cinnamon Day.
Mm-hmm. Give up your shoulds day. I don't know what that
your
is.
Shoulds. Your shoulds.
Oh, shoulds. Okay, I thought it was like shoulders. I thought it was like a British way of saying
the shoulds.
Get up your shoulds.
It is Author's Day today.
Bison Day.
Calzone Day.
Mm-hmm. Deep Fried Clams Day today.
I'll skip that.
Family Caregiver Day.
Go Cook for Your Pets Day. Wow.
No
Are
thanks.
Are you serious?
They've
They're
got it good enough. Caleb and everybody, Susan, it is Sports Fan Day today.
And it is World Vegan Day.
All right, there you go. So again, we've given you the things to celebrate today, this week, and this month in November. Phew.